And my mother's people came from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. They were and they lived out there, out east, at least out west from here.
I see. They met here then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where they met.
And your mother and father?
Mother and father's mother and father was dead too. I never did know anything about a grandmother and a granddaddy.
Well, now, we were talking about what kind of, have you lived in this house all your life?
No, this is my husband. This is where my husband was born and raised. I've been here 62 years, I think.
This is a beautiful house. And you live near here?
Yeah, I lived up north here. They torn the house down now, and it's a ranch up there, all so well as white cows were. This used to be on the other side of the road, and in 1900, one of the children had diphtheria, and they were fumigating, and they were burning stuff in the fireplace. Of course, they had shingles on the house. It caught fire and burned, and then they built over here in 1900. And it's just like it was over yonder, except it was wood, and that was log over there.
Diphtheria was, they had a lot of disease.
Yeah, and nothing to prevent it or to cure it.
Is that so? A lot of people lost their lives. Did all 12 of y'all children live a long time?
Well, there's just one dead. Well, there's just one dead. The one between this older sister and me died when she was a baby. The rest of us all living.
What'd she have?
I don't know. I don't know. She died in infancy.
A lot of babies died like that back in the day. Did you have a disease? Did folks ever get that disease where people turn yellow or something?
Jaundice?
Yeah.
Yes. My daddy's two brothers. He had two brothers. And they went down to the Delta, we called it. And they had malaria, and then they had jaundice and died. Mm. They were 21. One was 21 and was 23, I think.
The Delta was?
The Delta was nothing. The Delta was just mud until they fixed this dam. When they made this dam, and that kept the water off of the Delta.
I see.
Like they ruined us. It took so much of our land.
Really?
And they gave us what they wanted to for it. It disturbed so many of our niggers. And they had to move. Some of them owned the homes. Lots of niggers owned the homes. Of course, more now own the homes than they ever did before.
Who did this? Who took the land from?
The government. They built this dam. Sardis Dam.
Yes, ma'am. I rode over that this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
And then this Aqua Butler Dam is west, kind of west. Of course, you came, did you come from south? Where will you go across? 51 comes across there. That's all dam.
Yeah, right.
Oh, this little boy, when this dam first started, he got mad at one of his friends, and he was saying, Sardis Dam! Sardis Dam! And his mother came in and said, what on earth's the matter with you? What are you talking about? He said, well, this boy is making me mad, and I'm telling him about Sardis Dam. He wanted to say something ugly, and he's afraid to her.
Now, you have the, what's that river over there? That's the
Coldwater, south.
Oh, I see. Does that go into the dam?
Yeah, that goes into the dam.
Doesn't the Tallahatchie?
Yeah, but that's on south of Coldwater. That's down in Panola County.
That's right.
It goes into the dam, and Coldwater empties into the dam.
I see. Wow. No wonder that's such a big reservoir.
But you see, they have a Coldwater empties into Aqua Butler.